Sometimes a small gesture can really make a difference in someone's day, and kind deeds can have a ripple effect.
With that in mind, an honor society at UW-Stout decided to create a project that would bring joy to various groups, individuals, and even random people who might need a lift.
Wisconsin native Sarah Bedford is vice president of professional program Phi Upsilon Omicron Honor Society in Family and Consumer Sciences at UW-Stout. Bedford is enrolled in the master's program in Food and Nutritional Sciences. Sarah, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
And Carolyn Barnhart is with us. She's an emeritus professor from the University of Wisconsin-Stout, advisor for Phi Upsilon Omicron at UW-Stout. And Carolyn, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And Sarah, I'm going to start with you. Where did the idea for the Spread the Love project come from?
Well, as our Phi Upsilon Omicron Honor Society, we like to do service projects that involve the campus, the community, and at the start of the semester, we noticed that there was a lot of negativity around us. Even when you just popped on Facebook for a couple seconds, when you turn on the news, there's a lot of negativity. And it especially hit home to our Stout campus when a student of ours was assaulted and died. And so we were wanting to find ways to spread positivity throughout, bring out the positivity and the negative aspects around us. And so we thought that by doing small acts of kindness through making homemade cards, we could make an impact on many people around us throughout our own campus, throughout community members, and even around the world.
So who was on that first list or two who was going to end up as recipients of these cards?
Well, one of our things that we like to do yearly is make Cards for Kids, which is an organization that sends cards to children who are hospitalized and traumatized around the globe. And so we just make simple uplifting cards to encourage them to keep conquering their battles. And then we also decided to make cards for the elderly and the neighbor and the nearby nursing homes, because they often go forgotten, and we wanted to remind them that they still matter and that they are important.
And what kind of things did the cards say? Can you give me a couple examples?
So the cards for kids were they more utilize encouragement. We didn't want to bring the trauma back to them, so it was just like little simple things like "You rock," "You're the best." And like for the cards for the elderly, we actually just got done creating them, and so it was just uplifting little quotes for springtime and that kind of a thing. And then we also made cards for the military that we sent overseas around Christmas time, so those just included simple happy holidays and thank you for your service, and just showing our appreciation for them.
And Carolyn, as the advisor for the Honor Society, what was your first thought when they brought this idea to you?
I was in the discussion as it was taking place and evolving, and their creativity, I was impressed by it. And their willingness to do something and to become part of the solution on our campus. In fact, we even had people donate cards to us to fill out, to leave in random places around campus and on bulletin boards with positive sayings. I was stout proud of them.
Well, you know what? We have a caller right now. Let's take Christina in Glenwood City. Christina, hi.
Hi there. Thank you. I just want you to know that I received some love from the University of Stout in the form of a happy birthday email. And as a person who makes a really big deal out of my birthday by celebrating the entire month of February, that really added to the festivities. And I have kept that email, and I will look at it from time to time, and it just makes me smile.
Wow. So you got one of these cards, or was it an email form?
I got an email from the UW-Stout. I thought, oh, my God, yes, saying happy birthday.
Oh, well, Christina, thank you for sharing that. And it sounds as though, you know, this kind of positivity is much needed for people like Christina. It can really make a difference. Sarah, what kind of stories did you hear from people who had gotten some of these cards?
Well, members actually personally hand-delivered the cards to the elderly, and they were just extremely shocked and appreciated that they were remembered. And even spending that extra, like, 2-3 minute conversation with them, they felt loved and appreciated. And there was also the specific Share the Love campaign on campus was kind of more like indirect acts of kindness. So we filled out these cards and we left them in various places. And one of the places that we left them were in the classroom that we hold our meetings at. And the custodian actually came up to me and was all like, I found these cards. And she's like, I was having a bad day and I saw this card that says, you know, smile and a positive quote. And she goes, it really made my day. And I was like, well, actually, that was from FIU. And so it was just more of the feedback was they almost didn't realize that they needed a positive uplifting. But when they saw the card or received the card, it made them feel better. And that was the goal of FIU, was to spread kindness and love to others. So hopefully they would spread it on to others as well.
And Carolyn, did you expect this to have such an impact? These simple messages of kindness delivered via cards to strangers and to people who are known, and also just to be left in classrooms. It seems like it had a packed a punch. Did you expect that?
Well, it far exceeded our expectations, and it seemed to grow. And the members started, they were more positive about what was going on. So I think we were healed in the process. So many times the giver is also the receiver. The birthday bags that went to the children with birthday cards inserted through our stepping stones, they donated clothing to people in need in the county, and they actually inserted cards. And I don't know who they went to, but I know there was a positive receivership because the heads of these organizations thanked us. They said, oh, yes, I know they'll be happy.
And Sarah, I think Carolyn really hit on something there. She said the giver is often the receiver. Did you feel like that was true for you and other fellow students, advisors who helped with this, who made these cards? Did you feel like you got a lot back, maybe more even than you felt like you were giving?
Yeah, I do especially agree with that, and I know a lot of members in the Tau chapter agree with it. Because of the negativity, and it was very saddening conversations during the beginning of the year, and through making those cards at each chapter meeting, you felt like you were making a difference. And because all of our majors in the FIU are about service and helping others, I think we felt like we weren't just sitting on the sidelines and watching it happen. We wanted to be a change. And so even though they might have been a small card, but we knew it was making an impact in somebody's life. And so that made us feel more positive and be more positive in our own lives and to those around us.
Well, Sarah, so great to hear about this. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And Carolyn, a pleasure to have you with us, too.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. And that was Sarah Student Bedford and advisor Carolyn Barnard joining us to talk about the Spread the Love project of the Phi Upsilon Omicron Honor Society at UW-Stout. The group has been sending homemade cards to people to spread positivity in their community and beyond.